Hello, and welcome back to my podcast, What About It? I'm your host, Addie. Today's topic, it's a little bit more unconventional, honestly, but what made me think of this was at our church, we do something called OISL, and in that discipleship course, we talked about how sometimes with social media, with friendships, with really whatever, we tend to only show people the good parts of our life, and that can cause people to think, hey, they're literally perfect. They have absolutely no struggles and their life is amazing. And so we talked about how that can be toxic for people outside of the Christian community that are thinking, hey, you know, maybe I want to follow the Lord. Maybe I want to do this, but I just don't think that I fit in with that. And so our challenge was to express, like, hey, here's something I struggle with. Know that you are not alone and all that stuff. Well, today I just wanted to sit down and just chat, honestly, because recently there has been so much going on in my life. I know that I have a habit of only posting the good on social media and only really showing people the good parts of my life. And I just want to be totally vulnerable and 100% honest in the fact that I'm not perfect. My life is not perfect. Nor am I anywhere near perfect. Literally ever. And I just wanted to be open about that, quite frankly. So first off, I just really want to say being a Christian does not mean that we don't have struggles. It does not mean that our life is always sunshine and rainbows and we don't ever have problems. I am a Christian. I do believe in the Lord. And honestly, best decision I've ever made. Last April, I decided to give my life to the Lord, and it's been amazing, honestly. The community that I've found and the love and compassion and mercy I've been able to show people since I've been following the Lord has honestly been top tier. Obviously, there are still moments where I feel bitterness or I feel not very merciful or not very forgiving. And it's human. Like, it's human to feel bitterness. It's human to feel hurt. It's human to not love people sometimes. Like, all of it is human things. And I think that sometimes I know I forget. Everyone around me is human. And we're all doing all of this for the first time. We're all living life for the first time. And nobody really knows what to do. Like, literally nobody knows how this goes. Nobody knows how to be perfect or know absolutely everything. Like, the only person that is like that is Jesus, and we are just simply not. We literally just aren't, and we can't be. And honestly, it's kind of comforting in a weird way to know I'm not perfect and I will never be perfect or anywhere near it. But that also means that I have the ability to make mistakes. I have the ability to learn from those mistakes. And I think that that's such a blessing, honestly, just the fact that I'm allowed to mess up. Like, I don't always have to be perfect, or I don't always have to think, hey, all of these people around me are expecting me to be perfect, because truth be told, they're not perfect either. That's just very humbling and reassuring. And honestly, sometimes it can definitely suck knowing that we all are human and we all mess up, because that means, like, sometimes we are gonna fall short and sometimes we aren't going to do the right thing. Sometimes we aren't going to make the right decision or react the right way. And that's okay. Like, it is perfectly okay to do that. It's just a matter of, are you going to learn from it? Are you not going to learn from it? Something that I kind of deal with on a pretty regular basis is procrastinating and a lack of motivation. And while I am working on that, that is still an issue, you know, and it's still something that I have to overcome, and I haven't figured it out yet. Even just earlier this week, whenever I was trying to plan a topic for this episode, I was like, there is literally nothing that I feel super passionate about talking about right now. And I try to really only record episodes on topics that I'm passionate about and I feel like I can talk about. And I was just sitting there and I just couldn't stop thinking, well, crap, maybe I'm not cut out to continue doing this. Maybe I just literally can't come up with any more ideas. Maybe I just don't need to do it anymore. And so as I was thinking about that, it finally clicked today, and I was like, holy crap, I could totally talk about the fact that I've been dealing with that, because that's something that other people might be able to relate to and might be like, hey, I'm feeling that same way. This makes me feel a little bit better about the feelings that I'm feeling. And so that's kind of the purpose behind today's episode. It's just a little chat. We're just gonna sit, we're just gonna talk. And that's okay, because there's not always going to be a super specific topic to talk about. Sometimes it's just, let me lay it all out, you know? And so I almost honestly didn't even record an episode this week. I was so close to just ignoring it, neglecting it, and procrastinating until the very last minute to be like, hey guys, no episode this week, sorry about your luck. And then I just realized, you know, I'm better than that, and I have stuff to say. It just might not be the things that I want to talk about, if that makes any sense at all. And I've been trying to record all week long. I've set aside time to record, but I just haven't been able to bring myself to do it. And honestly, that's just straight up my lack of motivation and just getting down about, maybe I can't do this, or maybe I can't juggle everything that I'm trying to juggle. I mean, it's the end of the school year, so there's prom, powder puff, AP exams, schoolwork, homework, keeping up my GPA, applying for stuff, applying for officer positions in my school's extracurriculars. Like, there's so much going on because it is the end of the year. And it's mostly all fun stuff. Like, it is very fun to go to prom, get the nails done, do the hair, find a dress, find shoes, and do powder puff and experience that with the people in my grade and like meet new people and just have fun playing a game. And so most of it is fun stuff. It's just a lot. And I was like, I just don't really feel like I can juggle all of this. And so my mom came to me and she was like, Addie, you are trying to spread yourself so thin doing all of this stuff that you're only putting like 10% effort into each thing and expecting that to be enough to accomplish all the things that you want to accomplish. And I was like, oh shoot, maybe you're right. And so she literally had me sit down and make a list of my top 5 priorities and then go into detail with my goals for each priority. And in true Addie fashion, I procrastinated doing it, and my mom asked me like 4 times to do it, and I was like, I'll do it later. I'll do it tomorrow. Maybe I'll have more time tomorrow to do it. And so then I finally sat down and I finally did it, because my mom was kind of getting agitated with the fact that I hadn't done it yet. Obviously, she's just trying to help me here, but I was getting a little agitated back, just in the sense of like, please don't keep reminding me. I know I'm going to get it done. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And so I finally sat down and I was sitting here writing all of this stuff, and I realized, holy crap, like the things that I really want to focus on, are getting put on the complete back burner right now. That honestly affects like other areas of my life because I'm not doing the things that I really want to do and the things that truly make me happy. I just sat and I thought and I reflected and I realized, you know, I think I've been putting effort into the wrong things, and that's caused me to be really tired and not really want to do the stuff that I really want to do, like my podcast, spend time by myself, spend time with my family and friends, theater, and focus on my faith. That has just been put on the back burner for so long that it just made me honestly not want to do it because I'm so burnt out from everything else I thought I had to do. And I spent, like, not even joking, 2 hours just writing down my priorities, how I can prioritize these things, and my goals for my priorities. And so I just wanted to read them because a lot of it is honestly accountability, and I don't tell people my goals, and so then whenever I don't achieve them or I stop trying to achieve them, nobody knows that that was ever a goal in the first place, so nobody's holding me accountable. My podcast is definitely one of those goals and one of my priorities that has not been very much of a priority recently, but doing my podcast makes me happy. It makes me happy to talk about difficult topics. It makes me happy to plan episodes, edit episodes. Well, makes me really happy to record, plan, and like schedule episodes, but editing, I don't know if it's just because I can't do it or what exactly it is, but sitting down and trying to edit episodes is just so difficult for me, but it's worth it when I get to release it and I get to make the social media posts and I get to create designs to promote the post and just really put like my creativity into it, because being creative is something that I love so much. Like, that is such a big way that I express myself personally. And so having a platform where I can do that and I can also speak about difficult topics that people typically wouldn't want to talk about, that might be maybe a little controversial or really just topics that don't get talked about often enough, but I feel like they might be important. And I bring that up because something that I love to do is have uncomfortable conversations. And that sounds kind of odd with me just saying it, but having uncomfortable conversations, it helps you to get to know so much about the people that you're having the conversation with. Because then you get to know, okay, here is like the deep nitty gritty that this person thinks, and maybe it stemmed from someone that they care about, or maybe it stemmed from some situation that happened to them. And having those uncomfortable conversations can bring up more topics and just allow you to really and truly get to know the person you're talking to. So I love uncomfortable conversations. I love awkward silences. I love just truly getting to know a person rather than having a surface level conversation like, how's the weather? And so that's another thing that I just love about having a podcast, is that I can have those uncomfortable conversations and I can get to know people that I want to get to know. And if I look at someone and I'm like, I feel like they'd be really good at talking about this topic, or I feel like they'd have like a lot to say, or I look up to this person and I think that they could have some words of wisdom, being able to have those conversations, allow other people to hear those conversations as well. I know that these conversations are helping me to learn something, Like, I learned something from every interview or guest that I have on my podcast. I learned something from every one of them. And so I know if I'm learning something, whoever listens is probably going to learn something as well. And I just think that because it helps me, it's also going to help someone else. And all I really want to do is help other people and allow people to know, hey, you might be having these questions, I might be able to answer them. Or you might be having this struggle. Well, I'm having this struggle too. Let's heal from it together, or let's just let each other know that we're not alone. And so with that being said, I wanted to talk about my priorities and my goals with those priorities, because I personally have had a very rough couple of weeks with losing friends and not getting accepted into programs that I really wanted to get accepted into, or not getting a position that I really wanted, that I really worked hard on my application for. Just a lot of little things kind of adding up on top of the fact that the school year is about to end. I really just needed to take a second and be like, okay, here's all my struggles. However, not only do I have the ability to control how I react to those situations, but also I can take those situations, see what I learned from them, implement them, and if it's a situation where it's not a good friend or it's not one of my priorities, but for some reason it's been in the forefront of my mind, I have an ability to change that and shift it. And so sitting down and talking about this is kind of my way of, okay, I have these struggles, but based off of this, I can change it and be like, okay, what do I need to focus more on moving forward? What can I shift my focus to that'll make me feel better and allow me to be in a good headspace to put forth the most effort that I can? And so with my podcast being one of them, I realized, well, crap, that's been on the back burner and I have not been organized at all with this. And that's something that I really care about and I really want to do. And so I started thinking and my wheels started turning and I was like, how can I organize this and make this a bigger priority in my life? And so I came up with 6 goals. One being a once a month get my stuff together, because your girl needs it. I have so much going on and it feels like so little time to do everything. But when I have a plan and I'm organized and I'm ahead of schedule, it makes it a lot easier for me to be like, okay, here's my plan, here's what I need to set aside time for, here's when I need to schedule this. And so having that, okay, once a month, I'm gonna go sit at a coffee shop and I'm going to plan episodes, I'm going to brainstorm ideas, I'm going to research how to improve, I'm going to research trends, research good ideas, reach out to potential guests and try to get that scheduled. And that leads me to my second goal, which is just improve and continue to learn, because I definitely have improved a lot from my first episode, but there's still more room for improvement. And the way that I can improve is I can research how to grow my audience. I can research trends. I can research topics. Like I was saying before, it's just a matter of I have to set aside time to do that. And so that just goes back to the whole once a month get my stuff together. And I think that that will help me so much to make sure that I am improving and I am learning and I am perfecting what I'm doing, or I'm getting better at what I'm doing, because I love to do it. not necessarily because, oh, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life, which that would be really cool because I do have goals to evolve my podcast and expand my platform and just give a voice to the people who wouldn't typically have one. And so I can do that through a platform like this. And so having those goals and knowing that that's what I want to work towards, I have to put in place habits that will help me to get there. And another goal of mine with my podcast is to expand my social media, whether that be my podcast social media or my main account. And I can do that through being more active, coming up with more ideas for posts, and putting more effort into what I'm putting out there and making sure that it is the best thing that I can do, and make sure that I gave 110% into whatever I posted, whatever episode I'm recording, whatever topic I decided I wanted to record. That all has to have effort behind it. And I can't just say, hey, these are all the episodes that I'm going to record, this is the episode that's coming out next week, but I put absolutely no effort into it and I'm not passionate at all about what I'm talking about. And so that brings me to my next goal, which is quality topics. Because like I said earlier, something that I don't want to do is just put out crappy episodes purely because, oh, I ran out of time or whatever. I want to make sure that the topic that I'm talking about is also something that I'm passionate about. And it's something that I can speak on and I can provide wisdom, I can provide advice, or I can provide a personal story, or I can say, hey, I'm stuck in this right now. Here's what I'm doing to try to improve it. Here's where I may have gone wrong with dealing with this, but you can change your reaction. And just little things like that. And so I also want to do more individual episodes because, like one of my good friends was saying, whenever I'm constantly doing episodes with other people, whoever's listening isn't really getting my opinion. They're getting this person's opinion that I wanted to have on my podcast. But whenever I do individual episodes, whoever's listening is getting to hear my opinion and the way that I speak, the way that I act, and just get to know me a little bit more rather than someone who's only going to be on my podcast one time. However, I do want to make sure that I have quality guests and making sure that I'm selective with who I want on my podcast and that I have a good outline ready to talk to them about, and I can start building a relationship with whoever I want on my podcast so it's not so awkward. And just making sure that whatever guest I'm having on is going to have something maybe insightful to say or maybe empowering, and not something without the effort to back it up or something without the actual thought process to back it up, if that makes sense. But moving on, I also wanted to talk about my goals with my faith and with the Lord, because that's something that's very near and dear to my heart, like I mentioned at the beginning of this episode. It's something that I hold very near and dear to me, and it's something that is very important to me, but has also been being put on the back burner just because I've been busy, and whenever it's finally time to read my Bible or go to church or go to Jesus Club or go to a Jesus rally, like whatever it may be, by the time it gets there, I'm just like, okay, well, I'm exhausted. I don't want to go, or I don't have the energy to read my Bible. I don't have the energy to pray. I just want to go to bed. Or yes, I could do this, but there's also this that I could do. And so recently, like, I haven't been to church very much just because I've been busy, there's been drama, and so it's just been kind of hard to go back to church. But
I know that the Lord is bigger than my issues and bigger than my drama. And so I want to go back. So that's why one of my goals is to continue / resume going to Wednesday nights at my church and going to a small group. I'm not even saying like, hey, I want to go back to the small group that kind of hurt me. Like, no, I don't have to go back to that small group. And it's not like I don't love those people. It's just we're all high schoolers. And sometimes there's drama in high school. And sometimes people's feelings get hurt, whether it's a small issue or a big issue. Even though the issue that did occur really only involved like 3 people, it kind of steered me away from that group of people. And so that's why I didn't specify in my goal list what small group I wanted to go to, because it doesn't matter what small group I'm going to as long as I have a faith-filled community around me. I also want to do a Bible study, whether it's by myself, with my friends, with my parents, whatever it may be. I want to do a Bible study so that I can get more into the Word and I can learn more about who God is. And through Bible study, I also feel like I can learn who I am in Christ, and I can learn how to know when God is talking to me and when it's not something that God wants me to do, but it's more so, here's this impulse based off of my emotions that I want to act on, but rather having it be a Christ-based decision. With that, yes, I want to do a Bible study, but I also want to read a chapter of the Bible a day. And right now I'm actually in 1 Samuel. I think I'm in chapter 15, somewhere around there. But I really just want to dive back into that and make sure that I am focused on reading the Word rather than doing things that aren't going to help me in the long run. And with that being said, I know that I want to start spending more time talking to God, and I want to spend more time focusing on the fact that I might be the only glimpse that people get of God. And so I want to make sure that I'm not acting on impulse, I'm not acting on emotion, I'm not reacting poorly, but I'm reacting in a loving, merciful way that truly shows who the Lord is, rather than showing who I am without the Lord. And so, kind of circling back to what I was saying earlier about how, like, we mess up and that's okay. I know that I mess up. I know that I have made plenty of mistakes. I mean, definitely in the situations that I've been dealing with for the past few weeks, there has been things that I have done wrong, and that's okay. Obviously, it hurt people. That's something that I have to work on, and I have to fix myself, because those are the consequences of my actions and my reactions. But it's also okay that I messed up, because I'm human, everybody's human, and we all make mistakes. Having stress, having anxiety, struggling with depression or mental health, or just being overwhelmed, that's totally normal. And I know a lot of people that can relate to that. Whoever's listening might relate to that. No one's alone in that feeling. We all struggle from time to time, and as much as it can suck, there's probably a lesson within whatever we're struggling with, and that lesson can teach us something new about ourselves, or it can teach us about how to handle a similar situation in the future, or how to react and control our reactions. And that's just something that has been on my mind a lot recently, just the fact that, like, I don't have control over the people around me and their actions. The only thing that I have control over is my reaction and how I treat those around me. That's a hard lesson to learn. Like, to be so for real that is a hard lesson to be like, yeah, I know this. Like, it's easier said than done. It's easy to be like, hey, be kind, forgive everyone, love everyone, be more like Jesus. Like, that's so easy to say, but it's a lot more difficult to implement and to fully get there. And I don't think that we'll ever fully get to a place where we are so much like Jesus and we don't mess up and we don't feel hate towards people and we don't disrespect anyone and we don't get stressed and we don't do all of this. Like, that's just not something that I think is achievable, honestly. And that's okay. And that's another thing that I've had to remind myself a lot of recently is I'm not going to be perfect. I'm not going to have everything figured out. I'm not going to be able to fix situations that the other people involved don't want to fix. That needs to be something that I'm okay with. And right now, to be totally honest, that's not something I'm okay with yet. And it's not something that I'm like, I can let this go. That's just not me at the moment. And I need to remember that. And I need to know that, hey, I'm going to get there, just right now isn't the time. And something that one of my friends said this morning at Jesus Club was that God is in control of our seasons and He knows who you're going to talk to. He knows that you're going to mess up 2 weeks from now. He knows all of these things, and not only does He love us, but He also guides us and molds us through those situations. That's reassuring. Like, the fact that I can mess up so many times and still have someone that loves me and someone that is still in my corner and someone that is going to be with me throughout all of these things that I'm discovering about myself and all of my struggles that I've been dealing with recently, like, He's gonna be with me and I don't have to worry about Him leaving me or being like, yeah, you know, you messed up way too many times, man. I'm done trying to fix you. Or like that's just not gonna happen. What I'm trying to get at is just the fact that everyone has their own issues, whether we see it or whether we don't. Me, as a person who believes in the Lord and as a person who wants to get better, I think that a step in getting better is admitting that we all still struggle and not trying to ignore it or come off as perfect, because that's just not realistic. And like the whole saying, practice makes perfect, it doesn't. It really doesn't, because you can practice things so many times over and over and over again, but you're still gonna mess up. There's still gonna be moments where you fall short or you get pissed off at someone. So practice doesn't necessarily make perfect. Practice just helps us improve. With all of that being said, like, something that I need to get better at is allowing myself to feel the stress, to feel overwhelmed, and to recognize, hey, that's normal. Other people deal with that. Like, I am not the only person that is stressed right now. Other people also need to know, hey, you are not the only person stressed right now, and you are not the only person feeling this emotion. Like, you are not alone in the slightest. I think that that's honestly why I wanted to do this episode, just because trying to plan all this stuff, it's hard. It can get difficult and burnout is real. But honestly, I think that sometimes we just need to take a step back and realize, hey, we don't need to have everything planned. Sometimes you just have to be honest. And that's how I've been feeling, and that's something that I've been trying to get better at, is just being upfront with, here's what I'm going through, and not trying to seem so perfect all the time. And I hope that this is your push to do it and to step out of your comfort zone, because this is definitely out of my comfort zone. And I hope you enjoyed. I hope that you got something out of it. I hope that this helped you or taught you something. That is all that I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. Check out the Instagram for something exciting coming up soon if you would like to be involved or contribute. Thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you again soon.